of the same family. All right, what's going on? It's the same thing. But we don't get out of fellowship. We stay in fellowship even though we sin. That's one view. Yes. But wouldn't we be out of fellowship even if we don't know about it? So then we don't need faith and we don't need any kind of recovery.
No.
Well, if I'm... I'm sorry?
It's an unknown sin.
Well, but even in regard to that, if I'm walking along and I'm over in sin now, I'm in a different position. I'm no longer in the light. But positionally, experientially, I'm in the darkness. Even though it's an unknown sin, I am in darkness. Are you not?
Technically, the way we analyze it all, but perhaps not.
Okay, let's talk about it, because that's what this group says. Their contention is these are little sins. They're not big. They're not important. They're little sins. And little sins do not get us out of light. And we don't have to respond to God in any way, faith, in regard to these sins, whether we believe confession or not. You don't even have to do that. You don't have to trust. You don't have to... You don't do anything. It's a little sin. And, therefore, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from these sins. Now, this view held by many Bible church preachers, has so many problems. Let me just go over some of the problems. That's one of them. It's amazing they call themselves Bible teachers, in my opinion. It's amazing. When asked for a list of what God considers light or small sins, they mumble and stumble and don't come up with some, and when they do, there's something like arrogance or fear or gossip or anger. Those are things given to me. Those are little sins.
Those are the little ones?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I want to know what are so this is some of the things. Okay, let me share with you some of the things. Let's think our way through this. One, the problem here is this is a wrong view of sin, period. Not just a weak view of sin, it's a wrong view of sin. People, sin breaks fellowship with God. You can't walk in the light and in the darkness at the same time. This is a weak, not only weak, but a wrong view of sin. This thinking does not understand just how horrible before God any sin is. This is why they're horrified of what they call big sins, but not horrified of us, because we must understand, people, the effect of all sin before God. If one sin is going to offend God, all sins offend God. And we just have to be aware of what sin is before God. Go through a whole study now of sin, hamartiology. What sin does? Sin breaks fellowship with God. I don't care if it's a little sin. I don't care if it's an unknown sin. I'm in sin. I'm in darkness now. And in God, there is no darkness. So if I'm walking along and no.